half hour of the iWorkframe radio broadcast is brought to you by Nepsis. When you invest with clarity, you have better wealth and a better life. Clarity is the single largest challenge keeping investors from achieving more. Visit Nepsis online at nepsiscapital.com.
Who do you work for?
You work for someone.
Are you just there for the paycheck?
Your clients, your boss, your family, your car payment, yourself, or your Lord.
What if God has more for you at your 9 to 5?
Each one of us has a calling. Have you heard this before? Your workplace is your mission field, wherever that may be. You're either all in or all out. Are you for Him?
Hey, Jim, who do you work for?
I work for Him. I work for Jesus Christ.
Welcome to I Work for Him. Join the I Work for Him Nation at iworkforhim.com. That's iworkthenumber4him.com. And now your hosts, Jim and Martha Brangenberg.
Broadcasting from the heart of the I Work for Him Nation in cities around the United States, you've tuned into the fastest 1 hour in Christian talk radio. Hey, welcome to I Work for Him this afternoon as we broadcast you right here from Tampa Bay as we talk with Luke and Dave from Bel Air Wealth Management. But before we talk to Luke and Dave from Bel Air Wealth Management, and you find them online at bwmadvisors.com. But before we get to Luke and Dave, Martha, we should let people know where they're running out of time to sign up for the 2019 Cruiserweight or Better Marriage Retreat.
That's right, Jim. February 14th, Valentine's Day, will be here before people know it. Wow, he just interrupted me, didn't he?
Yeah, he did.
He's so excited. No, but it will be here before you know it, listeners. So if you have given any consideration to our little spot that we play where we talk about the cruise, or the times when we've talked about it on the air and you're intrigued, give us an email, send us a message.
Send us a phone call.
Right? Reach out to us. We'd love to talk to you, answer any questions. You can also talk directly to Rick Saltarelli.
They can text us a letter.
They can give us an email. The energy in this room today is just overwhelming. But yes,
Jim,
reach out.
Tweet a letter.
This is just great. Anyway, connect with us. Ask us questions if you are interested. We would love to have you join us because really the purpose of the cruise is to get away and invest in your marriage. And Luke, you've been on it.
I have.
You know firsthand what it's about. Yeah. Tell us a little bit.
Well, we went on the inaugural.
That's right.
We did. The champagne at the front. No, I'm just kidding. it was really good because, like you said, it's investing in your marriage. Unfortunately, Dana, my wife, doesn't do well on cruises. We tried the Dramamine and it makes you drowsy, and
then you don't.
So we haven't been
much
on the cruise since then, and it's nothing to do with Cruiserweight or Better Marriage. You guys do a great job of hosting it, of all the information, the educational stuff, and I'd encourage anyone who's okay with cruises, that likes cruises, you will absolutely love this because it's a 2-for-1. You invest in your marriage, and you get a little vacation at the same time.
Speaking of cruises, are the cruises going to go?
Possibly, but probably not next year.
Possibly, but probably not.
I've got to focus a little bit.
No, you don't. In the height of political season.
You don't have a house,
it's not like you gotta worry about a house.
Probably won't by then either. So
in those 5 days you're gone, it won't make a big difference on your house.
One of my daughters wants to go skiing about that time of year, and there's just a lot going on.
It's busy being a grandpa, isn't it?
It is.
All right. So listen, however you're hearing us today, whether you're in Jacksonville, St. Augustine, Folkestone, Georgia, or maybe anywhere in Tampa Bay, from south of Ocala to north of Fort Myers, all over, maybe Sarasota, Bradenton, maybe wherever you listen, Lakeland, we got FM 102.1 in Lakeland. So glad you're tuning in, and we've got a great conversation for you guys today. You know, a while back, Capital One, with their Capital One No Hassle Card, had this commercial that asked, hey, what's in your wallet? Most of us would answer, nothing. Mm-hmm. Nothing, pretty much nothing. But I thought today we would ask the question of Luke and Dave, what's in your portfolio? That's right. For the past 6 months, Luke and Dave have been talking about biblically responsible investing. Today we ask you if you actually know what your investment advisor has in your portfolio, your 401k. Is investing your hard-earned money on, what's it invested in and on, and is it biblically responsible? So I Work for Him, listeners. What's in your portfolio?
That's bad. Just going to call it.
It's so bad, it's
listen,
good.
Listen, I'm just pointing out what the listeners are saying.
Is it a God-honoring? They're texting Luke
they're
right now.
They're not finding another station.
Don't tune away.
It will be fun. It'll be a good conversation.
Well, maybe.
Because
I might be cutting you guys off right now. I don't know. All right, Luke, I wasn't even done with my intro.
Let's talk about the
get
marriage
all choked
trees.
Up. No, let's not. We're going to move on. Listeners, is your portfolio God-honoring? That's what's really important. Stay tuned to find out why it matters. How you can even find out. Luke and Dave have got some tools for you to use. Luke and Dave, welcome back to I Work For Him.
Thank you, Jim.
Thanks, Jimmy.
Hey, let's make sure people know how to get a hold of you.
Thanks, Jimmy. What's in your portfolio?
Oh, that was really good.
Hey, Luke, I don't really know.
No, that's bad.
Oh, he's going into a different...
You boys.
I'm staying out of this.
Strip on the bar with Australian. To all of our Australian listeners, sorry.
Yeah, we are sorry. Jimmy. So we do have some sweet friends in Australia, but you
they're
learn.
Probably not listening because they're in bed right now.
Oh,
okay.
That's true.
That's a good point.
All right, so let's get to this whole... We just got to pick it up. Okay. I want people to know how to get a hold of you. BWMAdvisors.com. BWMAdvisors.com. Or if they want to get a hold of Dave in the office anywhere between 10 and 11 o'clock in the morning, 727-586-5655. 727-586-5655. It's not true. Dave's in the office at least...
Till one.
Till one. But Luke, if they want to text,
you know what? I mean,
he's a hard worker.
They're just saying that because I work 12 hours a day.
This is true.
You know.
They're just a little envious of that, right? That you work so hard.
I do.
That's right. All right, but Luke, if they want to text you right now during the show, it's 727-798-4188.
727-798-4188.
We're talking about biblically responsible investing, understanding what's in your portfolio, and how do you know what you're actually being invested in? But because we always do this before we get to that big conversation, it's November, gentlemen. Mm. The 1st of November. Remember, the 1st of November. It's Thanksgiving month.
Yes.
So... Dave Cruz, I sent the question ahead of time.
Yes.
What are the top three things you're thankful for in 2018?
Predestination, family. I just thought
he just goes really deep, doesn't he?
Family, okay. Business, this country. There's so much to be thankful for. I could go on for the next 45 minutes.
Oh, that's just a great
attitude. I thought I'd throw predestination because that covers an awful lot.
Predestination. I'm going to get text messages for that one.
Well, you'll have fun with that.
727-798-4188. That's Luke's cell phone
God's
number.
God's will.
727-798-4188. Okay, Luke Andrews.
Anyway.
Help me out here.
I'm going to reel it back. Number one thing that I because it's in my prayer life. It's the before my feet hit the floor, I'm in prayer, and the first thing I thank him for is my family.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'm also thanking him, in one way or another, a word is provision, God's provision, where he provides. And then another one is just perspective is a great thing that I'm trying to teach my kids and in my life is that the opportunities that we have. You know, we're so fortunate to have this country, to have our constitution, to have our churches, to be able to freely worship. You know, we've got it really, really good. And sometimes it can be blinding, that it is so good when you're, you know, mm-hmm. your perspective and other countries and, you know, even the caravan coming up through Central America, you know, through Mexico, it's tough, you know, and we should thank God every day for the opportunities that we have, but not miss the opportunity to make this a day where you can do something about it, to be a positive impact. So, you know,
those are
that's top threes. But
and we do take Jim, that for granted. And
yeah,
all,
we sure
often.
Do.
It is.
That's
it's
too bad.
It is. It's
Jim,
hard.
Do we have time for you to share your top three?
My top three?
Yeah, why
I didn't
not?
Write it down. This is their
job. What are you thankful for?
Well, I'm thankful for you, baby. Every
good
morning
good
I wake
good
up
answer.
In the morning
That's
and I
point.
Always thank the Lord for you. I'm thankful for great health.
Amen.
And I am thankful for all of our kids and grandkids. We've got now 5 kids with our 2 in-laws and 4 grandkids, and it's exciting.
Nice. It's catching up with you.
Nah,
it
never,
is.
We're
he'll
gonna,
never catch
but, and we're also excited for this ministry. We've had the opportunity this year to travel, I don't know, it seems like well over 120 days, I think, we've been on the road, and thankful for all the incredible people we've met from all over the country. It's just been amazing. Mm. So I'm grateful that we've had all that incident free, except for a couple of windshields. But, you know,
A couple of covered.
Yeah. Oh, we got another one on our way.
Same spot. I actually think we have a faulty windshield or something with that camera because it's like right where the equipment is in the glass now. It's a crazy thing. I don't know.
It's seriously. I'm like washing the car in Arizona and there it was again. And I'm like, really? I know I replaced
and
the
windshield. And you're thankful for that, right? Somehow it's a first world problem.
If it was a rock and if we didn't have a windshield, we'd have gotten in the head. So I'm thankful we had a windshield.
You're driving an old model.
Was it a stone? Was it a stone again?
We don't. Neither of us even know.
That's crazy.
I know it's crazy. What about you, baby?
You know, one of the things that we hear a lot in when we read our Jesus Calling devotional is being thankful in the adversity. And so I think that's one of the things we've really learned this year is to be, you know, in the midst of something hard that's happening, whether it's getting a windshield or, you know, that you're like, seriously, again, whatever it might be, just thanking, being thankful for it, figuring out how to be thankful for this delay, how to be thankful for the pause, how to be thankful for, you know, what may seem like a roadblock, but it really actually is going to turn into a blessing.
When we come back, lots more with Luke and Dave from Bel Air Wealth Management. Find them online at bwmadvisors.com. We're going to talk about biblically responsible investing. What's in your portfolio? I have a very hard time saying that without an accent. You'll listen to I Work For Him. We'll be right back.
Here's Rick Box, founder of Unconventional Business Network, with today's Integrity Moment.
Arizona Congressman Paul Gosar had a surprising challenge in his upcoming election. Six of his siblings publicly condemned him and sided with his opponent due to their disdain for his political beliefs. Just as families are being split apart by the extremely partisan nature of politics, so are many workplaces. When emotions boil, a lack of respect for other human beings can surface, and often does. Merriam-Webster Dictionary says that respect means to consider worthy of high regard. Genesis 1:27 says, "So God created mankind in his own image. In the image of God, he created them." We are all made in the image of God, which ought to make each of us worthy of respect. Encourage your team to value and respect each person, regardless of their political views.
To learn more about Unconventional Business Network and doing business God's way, visit unconventionalbusiness.org. That's unconventionalbusiness.org.
Do you dream about getting away with your spouse and escaping for a few days? Do you just want a little time to reconnect and enjoy a little sunshine? It's not too early to start thinking about planning time away with your spouse next winter.
We want to invite you to join us on our annual Cruise Your Way to a Better Marriage, brought to you by I Work For Him. We will be setting sail from Tampa Bay to Cozumel on Royal Caribbean Brilliance of the Seas, February of 2019, leaving on Valentine's Day. How romantic can it get?
Our main sessions will focus on ways to strengthen your marriage and grow closer to each other and to God. Breakout sessions will be geared to diving a little deeper, exploring biblical principles for marriages and the workplace.
With plenty of downtime to eat, relax, and connect with each other and the 20 other married couples, what's not to be excited about? Details are online at iworkforhim.com event page.
Register online at iworkforhim.com and let your boss know you'll be out for a few days in February because you'll be cruising your way to a better marriage. See you on the boat. That's iworkforhim.com, iwork4him.com. Hey, welcome back to I Work For Him. We've got Luke and Dave in the studio with us today as we talk biblically responsible investing and what's in your portfolio. I can't do
it. Just use the accent, honey. Just do it.
What's in your wallet? That's what I want to know. All right. Last week was rough as we're driving across the country. The last 2 weeks were kind of rough, guys.
Yes,
no, last month.
Oh, it's October, and October is typically the roughest month.
It is.
You know, in October, we celebrate the great crash of 1987, the great crash of, I mean, you go on and on and on. You had the 19th of October, the 29th of October, we celebrate the great crash of the Depression.
Celebrate? I'm not sure.
Well, we celebrate it because we've recovered from them all. Okay, so.
Which is on point from where you're going right now.
All right, but billions and billions of shares were traded, and everything dropped about 10%, it looks like, in the last 10, 15 days. Is this a correction or the beginning of a bull market?
Well, we would call it a bull market correction, you know. So bull market, just for the audience, is...
Well, I meant to say bear market, didn't I?
Yeah, you
yes, did.
It's
that's
okay.
Stupid.
That's
okay.
Right. That's okay. Yeah, because it's not a... I you know, thought maybe you were trying to suggest there was a new bull market after the 10% correction.
But well, that's what I meant to say.
Yeah, no, yeah, but yeah. So, but, you know, at the end of the day, this is, it's a great buying opportunity. You know, so if you were at the point last month where you were starting to sell things out of fear, irrational behavior, you know, that's where advisors come alongside of you. You know, I did have a client, excuse me, in a similar situation where, you know, I'm just going to dump and get into real estate. You know, and then we walked through why, because it's a scare. I mean, right, 10% in 1 month, I mean, it was gone. You can't do anything about it other than you don't lose the money you don't lose that 10% unless you sold. Because I told him, I said, next week it could be back up, you know, 5%. Mm-hmm. In the last 2 days, it's been up 2.5%. So it's going to take time to recover that 10%. But historically, when we pull back a correction like that, 10, 12%, it takes 3 or 4 months to get back up to it. But then we go right through that, you know, that resistance, we would call it, and we'll start setting new highs. 2019 shouldn't be a year where you start panicking. 2020 may be a year where you start to look to see where you're at. And then use your advisor to walk alongside.
So you're saying 2020, it's okay to panic, but not 19.
Not panic. Okay.
Well, the economy is too strong for a bear market. Yeah. So employment is, you know, employment's at record lows
in every sector.
Interest rates are very reasonable, not historically low yet, but still very low compared to the last 50 years even. So
did you say employment is low or unemployment?
Low.
Okay, I heard unemployment. Oh, okay. And
maybe
so
I
just
maybe
want to clarify for our listeners.
I
don't think
employment's
that's
at
the
record
case,
record high levels.
Maybe you had a new
employment's
insight.
Record highs.
Excellent.
So
yeah.
So you know
unemployment record lows.
Right.
Unemployment record lows.
More people are working. More people have money. More
people are buying
consuming.
Cars, automobiles. They expect to be 17 million automobiles sold again this
Which
year.
Would be close to a record year.
Not quite a record year, but right up there with the best.
Wow.
So houses are a little flat on housing because people are hesitant because of interest rates. But still, interest rates at this level are very low.
Well, that was what's bound to happen. People get addicted to 3% mortgage rates, and they don't realize that 5% actually is phenomenal.
Yeah. It is great.
Or 8 3/8 like our first house.
That's
we were thrilled to
we
have
were in the 7s, I think, in our first house.
Yeah. So you mentioned 2020. Just to state the obvious, mm-hmm. What are we looking at in 2020?
Well, you're going to see a very, very mature bull market, you know, and so election mm-hmm. years tend to be, you know, volatility, you know, mm-hmm. creating the uncertainty. You know, but there's a lot left to see.
Right.
And it's a presidential election year.
Well, that's
the election
that's
part.
The election
well, that's
part.
The election part. Yeah,
yes.
But it's a presidential election.
I mean, although
we have
an election going on
midterms
right now,
next week. Get out and vote. Get out and vote.
That's right.
That's right. Get out and vote. Vote, vote, vote,
and
people.
And if you got yours in the mail.
If you're in Florida, go. You got to go. You, every vote.
No, really.
This
if
time
you're in
around,
any state in the country, this, you got to go.
Right.
Yes.
Yeah, that's a
Make
good point.
Make your vote count, because if you don't vote, you know, you're not.
It's a vote for the other party, you know,
it really
in a sense.
Is. Yeah. And so I think that people are starting to realize that more and more. But there's a lot of campaigning out there on both sides saying, you know, get out and vote. And so we just want to make an aggressive place.
Yeah.
Is there anything in the market you're concerned about? You mentioned housing's flat, which I expect that will pick up. This is my opinion, just from a consumer side, as I've studied this for years. I expect that'll pick up because people get used to these new interest rates and then that'll start picking up. And here in Florida, all the snowbirds are coming down, and they're tired of the cold weather. They're going to start buying houses again.
Well, people, when they're buying and selling houses, usually not because they just want to. There's usually a need, whether they're downsizing, whether they're upsizing, or getting the investment property, or getting a second home or somewhere else. So, I agree. Right now, you have just a lot of inventory, but just there's a lot of slim pickings at the premier properties. So, you know, there's quite a bit of inventory and properties, but there's just the inventory is just, you know.
To answer your question, I think there are a couple signs of weaknesses internationally. There's Europe's a little bit slower than what we are. Interest rates are lower than ours, of course, but also some of the emerging markets have taken a hit. You know, of course, China's really down this year. So there's some things worldwide, but domestically, it's a great economy.
But that's what we've been hoping for with China to actually hurt just a little so we could actually get a decent trade agreement with them, though? Wouldn't that make a big difference?
That would be huge.
I mean, if we had trade equity with them?
Huge.
Okay. Even 50%. I mean, you're right.
It'd be monstrous for both countries.
Yeah. But, you know, I'm paying attention to my labels a little bit more these days. You know, I am. I'm just, if you go into like a, you know, like an arts and crafts store, it's amazing how much stuff is just made in China.
But you can't.
Made in China.
It's like, if you don't want to buy something made in China, you're out of luck.
Yeah. Well,
there's a lot of
other. I don't want to.
You'll be going around without underwear.
You just have to do a little more effort in your shopping.
There's an awful lot, though, coming from other emerging countries. Like Vietnam, Bangladesh, even Bangladesh.
Yeah,
look
Indonesia.
At your clothes. There's a lot of clothes coming out of Bangladesh.
Oh, let me check. Yep. Oh, I will do it right now.
Please.
Okay.
Might mess up your hair.
All right. So here's
two hairs.
Five, six of them I have left. All right. I think it's important as we head into this Thanksgiving season and we talk about, you know, you guys are going to have Christmas commercials running on the show for the next couple of months. It's a great time of year to just reevaluate everything and to make sure your advisors. I mean, it's too late to meet with an advisor and make a decision about 2018 when you get into 2019. From a tax perspective, from an investment perspective, now's a great time to actually look at stuff and then to consider this biblically responsible investing. How can people work with you guys?
Well, this is the day. Have you heard that recently? This is the day. Tim Tebow, his new devotional that's out. He wrote a new book, but it's
right
called
here.
There it is.
It's
this
excellent.
Is the
I've
day.
Read it.
We're trying to get an interview with him, but we don't have that secured yet.
The point is we've all got, this is a great time to say this is the day. Especially when you're looking through your portfolio, and I know we're going to dive into the, you know, what's in your portfolio, and is there a price tag on your returns versus your morals and your beliefs and who Christ has called us to be? Is there a price tag that you're willing to give up, this indecent proposal you mentioned down here? I mean, at the end of the day, we're all called to be in Christ and to, you know, to live our lives through what we're doing. But this time of year is always a good time to start reflecting today. So this is the day. This is the day to look through your portfolio, to talk to your advisor.
And if you don't have an advisor that has an eternal perspective like Luke and Dave, that doesn't have a relationship with Christ, I don't know how they can help you. How do they understand generosity that drives your heart? It's so important that you get advisors that will support you in your faith walk. That's why Luke and Dave are part of I Work For Him.
Yeah.
BWMAdvisors.com. All right. Dave, what kind of customers, what kind of clients do you want to work with?
Well, we'll work with almost anybody. Obviously, a part of our business is relationships. So I have not had it yet, but there could be a conflict of personalities or something. But that doesn't happen very often.
Yeah.
You know, really.
You guys used to say you like to work with nice people.
Yeah, well, just. Yeah.
You still like to work with nice people?
Yeah, no, we don't like that.
I do. No.
But also, if you can refer people that are not saved, that's really a challenge for us is to get beyond the finance and get them into relationship, not only with BWM advisors, but also with Christ. I mean, that's part of our goal is to be a witness through this. So,
that's awesome.
It is awesome. So if you want to get a hold of Dave in the office, 727-586-5655, 727-586-5655. Call him between 10:30 and 11:15, right?
Oh, he's losing time.
Wow.
He's not going to be.
Always somebody in the office.
There's always somebody in the
office.
Pick up the phone. Give him a call.
And Dave hurt his wrist, so he's not playing golf. You didn't play golf this week, did you?
Yes, I did.
Did you?
Yes, I did.
And how did you do?
The next day, he went to the doctor.
I made it through 16 holes.
16 holes.
Wow.
And then he took a lot of Advil. Get hold of Dave in the office, 727-586-5655. You want to get hold of Luke right now.
Yes.
You can always call his cell phone 24 hours a day. Dana loves it when you call him
yes.
in the night.
Oh, she appreciates it.
727-798-4188. 727-798-4188. If you don't have Christ followers, Christ following financial advisors, you need to talk to Luke and Dave. When we come back, how do we dig into our portfolio to find out if we are invested in pornography, abortion, or something other hideous thing? We'll be right back with more on I Work For Him. Martha and I invite you to join us as an I Work For Him partner. We can change our country through our workplaces, and you can help. Christ followers outside of Tampa Bay and the First Coast desperately need to know that their work matters to God. Help us to take the message of I Work For Him nationwide. Be one of 367 partners to commit to $100 a month for 3 years. Only 2% of Christ followers in America know and understand that their work is a gift from God. Be a gift to the other 98%. Go to iworkforhim.com, click on the Donate Now button, and set up your recurring gift. And be one of 367. Hey, wait, don't turn to another station. I've got a challenge for you. This is Jim Brangenberg, and I want to talk to you about the I Work For Him Nation. I know you already want to be part of something big in your workplace, so why don't you join the I Work For Him Nation today? Watch your very workplace transform before your eyes as you are transformed too. When we recognize that our workplace is our place of mission, it's a paradigm shift of our minds. Go out to iworkforhim.com and click on the I Work For Him Nation flag. Put your faith on notice at work. Join the I Work For Him Nation now.
Homeowners, now is the season to be thinking about your roof, because all it takes is one storm to turn a small roof problem into a major leak. If it's time for a new roof, get your roofing installed the right way with Sears. Call Sears for a free in-home consultation. Sears licensed, fully insured contractors can get your roofing job done right. You'll get reliable service and installation. And Sears has a variety of shingles and styles that are built for long-lasting performance. So if you need a new roof, don't wait till the next storm. Call Sears Roofing for a free in-home consultation. Call 1-888-990-2233. That's 1-888-990-2233. Not available in all areas. Installation provided by Sears Authorized Licensed Contractors. License information available upon request. That's Sears Roofing. Call right now. 1-888-990-2233. 1-888-990-2233. Sears.
With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. President Trump announced plans to deny asylum to migrants who try to enter the U.S. illegally between ports of entry as part of his latest response to two caravans of migrants heading toward the U.S.-Mexico border. Meanwhile, Mexican immigration authorities so far haven't tried to detain migrants in the largest caravan of Central Americans now walking through the southern part of that country. But it's a different story with the second, smaller caravan of migrants about 200 miles behind them. About 1,000 Google workers in San Francisco have swarmed into a plaza in front of the city's historic Ferry Building. It's part of a worldwide protest employees are staging to complain about Google's handling of sexual misconduct claims. On Wall Street, the Dow by 265 points to 25,380. The NASDAQ rose 128. The S&P advanced 28. Oil down to $63.69 a barrel. This is SRN News.
Make excellent happen. Only at New Balance can you get athletic footwear, apparel, and accessories with highly trained New Balance fit specialists to make sure everything is exactly right. If you're having a hard time finding comfortable shoes or have a hard-to-fit size, your answer is at the New Balance store. New Balance in Orange Park and Beach Boulevard features full-service sit-and-fit locations. Both New Balance stores have a full stock of running, walking, baseball, cross-training, and tennis shoes. You'll find sizes 5 to 18, widths AA, B, D, double E, 4E, 6E, plus orthotic arch supports. New Balance's state-of-the-art computerized foot scanner gets the right fit every time. Make excellent happen at either New Balance store. 10,095 Beach Boulevard, open Monday through Saturday, 10 till 6. Call 620-0483 or at 1871 Wells Road across from the Orange Park Mall. Open Monday through Saturday, 10 till 8. Call 592-7892. New Balance, athletic footwear and apparel for all ages.
This half hour of the I Work For Him show is brought to you by Sedera Health. Reinventing healthcare. A high-end, affordable healthcare solution with no insurance hassles. Online at Sedera.com. That's Sedera.com. Welcome back to I Work For Him as we talk. Martha and I, who are we talking to today?
We're talking to Luke Andrews and Dave Cruz from Bel Air Wealth Management. And you can find them online at bwmadvisors.com. Hey,
wow.
We've never done that together
before. We should do it more often.
Hired.
So, you know, and let's talk about your website just for a second. What kinds of, why would they go to your website?
There's a lot of really, really good tools on there. There's videos. I mean, because if you like reading, there's plenty of reading. There's newsletters. There's investment definitions, you know, stuff that you can get yourself familiar with. There's also videos if you don't like reading, but you like watching. There's great videos, and they're all short. They're not an hour, you know, so you really get into the meat of it. But you can always, you can find us there. There's pictures of us on there, so you can really, you know, put a face with the name and the voice.
So they've been listening, but they want to see you.
And it's a portal to our other sites.
Yeah.
You can get into your account through there. You can get into eMoney through there. eMoney is a great program, which many clients have not made use of yet, but it's just a great tool for budgeting, for knowing where your assets are.
Planning.
Isn't that your job to know where our assets are?
It is, but if you're in Europe and you want your trust or something, you can go into eMoney. If you uploaded it into eMoney, no matter where you are, you can download it.
So it's like an organizer, right?
It's an investment portal. It takes all of your moving parts, bank accounts, credit cards, you know, investments, your 401k with your employer, your investments with us. It puts everything in one place, gives you real-time data, your life insurance policy. So it's great if there's a husband that knows everything, but the wife knows nothing, or the vice versa. The wife knows everything, the husband knows nothing. It's a portal to where the one person can go to and say, well, my insurance policy's here, my life insurance policies are with this person. Mm-hmm. You know, so it makes it, it gives the family, it gives a husband and wife just great, a portal to what's going on.
You could even give your attorney access to parts of it, whatever parts you want to allow the attorney to see, such as your trust documents or whatever. You can give them access to it. We do use it, Jim, for managing money, because when we go into eMoney, it will tell us, okay, this client has this much in domestic funds, this much in international funds. It will actually give you a breakdown on bonds. And so it's a great tool. And clients can see the same thing.
Luke, why is it important for us to know what's in our portfolio?
Well, I heard a great analogy that, and I related to it. And, you know, I've been learning biblically responsible investing here for the last couple years. You introduced it to me probably a couple years ago, and I read a book, and then I kind of just, you know, justified, you know, maybe having one foot in, one foot out. And but as I've listened to more people that have been involved with biblically responsible investing, they painted a picture for me because, you know, you have your investments, and God calls us to be good stewards with everything. Okay, that's your time, your money, and your talents. So what does it mean with your investments? You know, there's so much that, you know, we put so much effort in the highest returns. And then there has to be a point where you say that returns are far less important than how I'm stewarding God's money, because it all belongs to God. Psalms 24:1 says everything is the Lord's. Proverbs 16:8, it says better is little with righteousness than great revenues with injustice. So biblically responsible investing doesn't mean you take less return. You know, that doesn't mean you make less. It just means that I'm going to be lined up with how Christ, how God would want me to invest his money. Okay, it's his money. You know, it's interesting. Our church, you know, I think I might have mentioned this one time, gave out money at different times. This past Sunday, they gave out more money. And the idea was to get people out of their chairs and just freely give away money. Okay, and when you can't, when someone handed you a dollar, you couldn't refuse it. It was something you just had to accept as a part of a gift. But the idea behind it was how freely everybody just handed out someone else's money. You know, at the end of the day, the money came from the church, which is really God's money. And so if we can freely give God's money, we should be able to look at our own money as the same as it's God's. But biblically responsible investing takes your investments and looks at it through the eyes of how Christ would see it. So if you wouldn't want to partner, you know, if I were to come to you, Jim, and say, I have great opportunity, I'm going to give you 100% return on your money in the next year. And you would say, oh, that sounds great. Well, what type of business is it? And I'd say, well, you know, it's, you know, pornography. And you would immediately say, absolutely not. Well, you'd be shocked to find how many of some of the largest companies in America somehow through their lines of business or what they may do profit in pornography. And when you own a stock, could be inside of your mutual fund, which is usually in a 401k. It could be inside your exchange-traded fund, and you have no idea you're profiting, your investments are profiting with these companies. You basically partner with a pornography industry. Or abortion, you know, anti-family values, companies that take advantage of low income or poor people by their advertising and their addictive products, drugs, you know, it's amazing. So that's what biblically responsible investing is about. And we actually have, sorry, I'm taking up all this time.
You're fine.
But we have these great screening tools that I don't know if we're going to get into that later, but we can take someone's portfolio, we can take someone's holdings, and we can screen it, and we can tell you what your score is. And based upon the score, if it's a positive score, you know you're making a positive impact for Christ. If it's a negative score, then it means that you're invested with companies or partnering that may profit or sponsor industries that would be, you would absolutely not partake in if you knew.
Let me give you an example, because I think you're hearing it here for the first time. I think we'll go one step further. Like this past week, I thought there was a great opportunity in some of the automobile manufacturers, and it turned out it was a lucky guess, because they went crazy in the last few days. But I think we should go a step further, because we were going to make a substantial investment in one of them. Mm-hmm. And Luke says, let me look that up. I says, mm-hmm. Okay, go for it. Luke, look it up. And he says, man, we can't do that. They're supporting LGBT and LGBTQ and some other stuff. And we really shouldn't invest in that company. Mm-hmm. So we didn't, but I think we should go a step further. I think we'll send them a letter saying, hey, we were going to invest probably a couple $1 million mm-hmm. in the automobile business, but we didn't do it because of this reason. Then maybe if enough advisors do that, maybe we could actually make some changes in their thoughts. I don't care if they want to support LGBT right. to some extent. I love people in that position, but they should also support the rest of us, family. I mean, if they would send a check proportionately to Focus on the Family. I'm not even sure Focus on the Family is still doing it.
They are. James Dobson.
But you know, they got to support Christian values also.
Well, it's really just remaining neutral. I think that's the message.
Yeah, right.
You know, we love all people. Okay, right. There's not one person sitting here that I have good friends that are they're gay or lesbian, and so it's all about love. Christ loved everyone, no matter what, and he said that love God and love others as yourself. So at the end of the day, you're right.
Good point.
The believers just in our Tampa Bay area, in our six county area, there's 800,000 believers, and there's over $360 billion of assets within those 800,000 believers. It's going to be people, it's going to be believers taking a stand and telling, companies that they may be invested in is, hey, listen, you're
make cars. Don't go out on
neutral.
Be neutral.
Right. Because it's about supporting marriage. It's about supporting who God created us to be. I mean, and that's where what you guys are saying. And I think that's important, because we all have friends that are stuck in some lifestyle that is not a Jesus honoring, God honoring lifestyle.
Right, right.
And it may be adulterers, pornography addicts. Yeah. I mean, it could
drugs,
be
alcohol.
Yeah.
Any addiction.
Well, the bottom line is that we're talking about investments, and we're investing in what they're building, mm-hmm. what they're creating, their business model, and it's getting muddled down by things that
agendas
and things like that. So unfortunately, you saw a really good business model. This is like, hey, they're going to be a good investment, but because there were agendas attached to it. So I think you're right, though, communicating and letting them know, because they don't know. People buy and sell all the time. They don't know why you chose or not chose to be involved. So it can make a difference.
And it's really important to note that a lot of organizations supporting anti-marriage kind of policies, I mean, those, they always say that it's about tolerance, but they're not tolerant towards Christian views.
That's for sure.
It's about tolerance of everything but Christianity and Christian views. And so that's one of the reasons we need to take a stand, because none of those organizations stand for true tolerance. I mean, it is really just, we're anti everything the Bible stands for, because the Bible is offensive. And you talk about leading people to Christ. I mean, it is the, Jesus, people hated Jesus because he was black and white. He said, no, that's sin. No, that's wrong. You need to love the Lord your God with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength. You need to love your neighbor as yourself. Anything outside of that, it's wrong. And that's offensive to people when they get told that they're sinning. And so they keep pointing to the Bible, and Christians are going, well, they're judgmental. Yeah.
Or when you tell them there's only one way to God.
Right.
They get offended. No, there's lots of ways, they say. You know, just, but there isn't.
It's just sometimes believers just don't have a, you know, we're not Christ. We can't go to people and call them out. That's not what God's called us to do. Mm-hmm. You know, we're supposed to love people. We're supposed to deal with their human nature first. Once you can meet someone's human nature, where they're at in life, you'll have the opportunity to lead them to their spiritual nature.
Right.
So, but I, as believers, we always want to jump on the spiritual side. You know, we say, well, that person has a need. They need to hear what I have to say. Jesus can save them and he can change their life. Yes, he can. But go meet their human need.
Yeah.
Build that relationship and meet the human need, and then the spiritual need will flow through that.
And the difference is we're talking about investing in companies versus the individuals. So, you know, when we're talking about biblically responsible investing, we're talking about, I don't want to help them advance that agenda, but I'm going to love people.
Absolutely.
It's two separate things, but I'm going to love them with my heart. But that doesn't mean I'm going to pay and help it progress.
As a part owner of that company, you really can't.
Two very different things. Yes.
Because there's a lot of businesses that have been invested in the past, even in your portfolios, that have supported Planned Parenthood. Which is the number one abortion provider in the country.
Yeah.
Loving people is not endorsing their sin.
Right.
Their skin. But loving, that's if anybody could take something away, but loving people is not endorsing their sin. Mm-hmm. You know, that's important because that's where that human nature comes in, is you're to love people. What we do with biblically responsible investing is we take your money and we help it, we help it line up with God as best that we possibly can. And we have the tools that allow us to do it.
And I want to talk about those tools when we come back, because you're saying you can take anybody's mutual funds, ETFs, 401k,
stocks,
stocks and bonds, and tell them, hey, this is what those companies are investing and this is what they're supporting.
Yes, and I have a really cool something to add to that once we get back.
When we come back, lots more. Luke and Dave from Bellar Wealth Management. Find them online.
BWMAdvisors.com.
We'll be right back. Hey, wait, don't turn to another station. I've got a challenge for you. This is Jim Brangenberg, and I want to talk to you about the I Work For Him Nation. I know you already want to be part of something big in your workplace, so why don't you join the I Work For Him Nation today? Watch your very workplace transform before your eyes as you are transformed too. When we recognize that our workplace is our place of mission, it's a paradigm shift of our minds. Go out to iworkforhim.com and click on the I Work For Him Nation flag. Put your faith on notice at work. Join the I Work For Him Nation now.
If you don't have a battery-operated radio and light when the power goes out, you may be considered a little crazy. This is Bob from Sea Crane, and radio is the only service that stays up when all communications are down. We believe that having an emergency radio and light that always works is one of the most important things you can have in your emergency kit. Well, with the CC Observer, you get both. The Observer is an AM, FM, and weather band radio that will keep you updated during any local emergency. The Observer can be charged by a hand crank or can be used with common AA batteries. It has a built-in flashlight and a lighted dial. The CC Observer is the radio and light source that you should have during a power outage.
To order the new CC Observer, now with the solar panel, please give us a call at 800-522-8863. That's 800-522-8863. Or visit us online at ccradio.com. Sea Crane, the high-performance radio and light company.
Jim and I invite you to join us as an I Work For Him partner. We can change our country through our workplaces, and you can help. Christ followers outside of Tampa Bay and the First Coast desperately need to know that their work matters to God. Help us take the message of I Work For Him nationwide. Be one of 367 partners to commit to $100 a month for 3 years. Only 2% of Christ followers in America know and understand their work is a gift from God. Be a gift to the other 98%. Go to iworkforhim.com and click on the Donate Now button. And set up your recurring gift and be one of 367.
Welcome back to I Work For Him. We're talking with Luke and Dave today about what's in your portfolio and how do you find out, are you invested biblically responsibly? As a steward of God's money, Do you know where your money is going? Luke, you took a look at our portfolio,
yes.
The money that Martha and I have invested for retirement. What did you guys do with that?
Well, you know, once we started several years ago, and then again, biblically responsible investing was new to me. I invested probably like most of the listeners did for all of my client accounts. I never even considered that you know, managing money for someone is really an act of worship, and same as you is being and for you two, Jim and Martha, to give the responsibility of managing your money to someone else doesn't necessarily mean you shouldn't also be the overseer and, you know, and demanding of, and we talked about this for a while. You never really, I think you kind of just said, Luke, go look, go, you know, almost like just go see.
I wanted the Holy Spirit to guide you in this because I'm not going to be able to convict you.
Yeah. So, you know, but after reviewing your portfolio, just most of the portfolios we have invested right now have a lot of negative impact scores that, you know, when you look at the funds, you're amazed that what you're partaking in as an investor in that fund, which makes you a part owner of a certain number of companies. So, but, you know, as of probably within the last month or so, you know, you guys are both completely 100% switched over to biblically responsible investing.
Excellent.
So those tools, let's talk about those tools.
Yes.
We've got listeners listening today going, wait a minute, biblically responsible investing, can I find out what's in my portfolio? And again, I want to make sure you guys, it's November 1st. You got 2 months till the end of the year. Now is a great time to check out. Ask your financial advisor, are you investing according to biblically responsible investing rules?
No. The question should be, am I invested in companies that profit off pornography?
Or abortion.
Or tobacco, or alcohol, or gambling, or whatever other social impact thing that you're concerned about. That's what you should be. That's the conversation. Is am I profiting from pornography, or abortion, or am I supporting Planned Parenthood? You know, you would be amazed. You may not be profiting from the abortion industry and clinics and drugs and bios, but you could be investing in a company that is a parade sponsor for Planned Parenthood or is a major donor for Planned Parenthood.
Right.
Which is the number one amazing. I was looking at just some of the abortion stuff that they do last night. They put on their website, I think it's 579,000 unrealized births or something they call it. Unrealized births? Are you kidding? That's what they call it.
Murders. That's what it should be. Just let's call murders.
Shout out to Life Solutions has a
New
banquet
Life
tonight.
Solutions. That's right.
Yeah,
yes. That's right.
Banquet tonight. So
those are the questions you should be having with your advisor today is, am I? It's simple. No, not BRI, because they won't. Most advisors have no clue what that is.
Okay.
It's simply, am I invested in companies in my portfolio today that profit from industries that do not align up with God? You know, Ephesians 5:11 says, "Take no part in the unfruitful works of darkness." You know,
I think the next step for us is to communicate that to those companies. Way back when I worked for a bank. Banks always supported United Way for some crazy reason. I mean, they would demand that you give to United Way thousands of dollars a year. You know, as a vice president of a bank, you're expected, this is what your quota is, and they expect you to donate to United Way. Well, United Way's always, I'm not sure anymore. I haven't looked in the last 10 years, but they've always been a huge supporter of Planned Parenthood.
Right.
So some of my money always went to Planned Parenthood. And so now when we screen for those type of things, we got to communicate that back to those companies saying we're not going to have anything to do with you.
So let me ask this question. You have you're encouraging people to go to their investor and say, am I profiting?
Their advisor.
Am I profiting from any of these companies that I would not be happy with profiting from, that I'm not in support of the things that they're doing? So then what's the next conversation? What if the advisor goes, oh, yeah, but that doesn't really matter?
They'll justify it probably because they don't have the tools to find out. That I would say your response would probably be something like, well, I mean, there's really no way to weed all that out.
You're here to tell them, yes,
absolutely,
there is.
There absolutely is, and we can take your portfolio. We can absolutely screen your portfolio. And one of the companies we work with that specializes in building exchange-traded funds, ETFs, that are all biblically responsible, they'll take your current portfolio. They take 50% of their corporate profits and they build churches. They donate Bibles. They build wells, water wells in Guatemala. So they'll give you your impact score by investing X amount of dollars within their exchange traded funds. You are giving out 1,000 Bibles over the next 5 years. So not only are you investing the way God would want you to invest, but secondly, you're making a positive impact on communities and world wide.
You can get all of Luke and Dave online, bwmadvisors.com, or you can call Dave in the office, 727-586-5655, 727-586-5655. Or Luke, they can just call you direct. If their advisor has no idea where their portfolio is being invested, they can call you right on your cell phone and say, I need to sit down with you and Dave.
Absolutely.
Now, their next question is...
We have to give out Luke's phone number, Dave. 727-798-4188.
Just don't forget what you're going to say. 727-798-4188.
What was I going to say?
Yeah, exactly.
I don't know, but let me tell you what I was going to say. Just to
no,
follow
he's really
up,
going
to
forget.
That follow up with that question, though, is that just to remember, listeners, that you are the customer, and that if you are you come up against a roadblock that your advisor doesn't want to address it, you know, then seek some help. And yeah, Luke and Dave are here to do that. And that's the point I wanted to make.
Now, their next question, normally I would expect their next question to be is, what am I giving up to do that? How much money, how much profit am I going to give up out of my account? How much less am I going to make because you can't invest in those companies? What would you tell them, Luke?
Is there a price tag on your relationship with Christ? We're managers. See, if we can get out of the mentality that it's ours and I want the biggest return with the lowest fees, if we can get away from that mentality, not suggesting, actually, there's research that shows socially
part,
responsible,
right?
And biblically responsible, you're not giving up returns.
Exactly.
So, but at the end of the day, no matter what, it's like the movie Indecent Proposal. You know, is there a price tag for your relationship with what God has called us to be as good stewards? You know, Proverbs 3:9, honor God with your wealth. What are you doing with your wealth today?
But talk about that a little
more. This is the day. Tim Tebow, this is the day.
Talk about that a little more, that they're not giving up. They're not giving up anything.
Yeah.
In fact, companies in the past with ESG investing, which is more socially governance than biblically responsible, but both of those have outperformed, in many cases outperformed companies that are not concerned about that. Take BP spilling in the Gulf. If they would have been responsible with their drilling and everything else, they would have saved billions of dollars. And that happens throughout.
And giving us a ton of oil.
Yeah, right, right. So they're really not giving up anything by being biblically. And that's the whole Bible story anyway.
Yeah.
You don't give anything up by following God's commands.
No, man. Life is more abundant. He's going to take care of all your needs. And, and there's just something to be said with when much is given, much is expected. And, I just want to hear, well done, good and faithful servant. You know, so I'm trying to do the best that I can as a believer in a world full of trillions of dollars in investments, and be a small part of making an impact for Christ through investments, through helping clients. Make sure that their portfolios align with who Christ has called them to be as stewards of his money, not theirs.
A lot of times, our 401ks, though, if we're investing our 401k in our workplace, we're given categories. I'm a high risk taker, I'm a medium risk taker, I'm a low risk taker, and they invest it. Is there a way to be biblically responsible in our investing in our 401ks? Can you guys help there?
That does become a little more challenging. You know, it really depends on the size of the company. And if they're willing to make that sort of concession, but that would be something you would go to the plan administrator, and those are the conversations you would have in HR. And you do it respectfully, you don't go in condemning and saying, I don't want my investment. They'll just tell you, well, don't invest in your 401k, go in there with love, right? Christ never showed up at other than when he flipped the tables at the temple. But, other than that, we're called to be Christ-like. Go in love and explain that, hey, I would really love if BLES or BIBL is in the selection of our portfolio lineup for our 401ks. You know, it lines up with my religious beliefs. Is there any way that we could add this to our 401k lineup. You'd be surprised. There are ways that can be done, but do it out of respect and love, not demanding.
Well, I gotta believe that biblically responsible investing would be really attractive to our Jewish brothers and sisters, our Muslim brothers and sisters, because it's ethical.
Yeah.
It's ethical investing.
Yeah.
So I believe there's a big reach out there, because when it's God's word, it's truth, and truth benefits everybody, doesn't it?
Amen.
Luke and Dave with Bel Air Wealth Management, thanks for being on I Work For Him today.
Thank you, sir. This is the day. This is the
That's
day.
Right.
Luke at 727-798-4188. Dave at 727-586-5655. But both of them online at bwmadvisors.com. You're listening to I Work For Him with your hosts, Jim and Martha Brangenberg. We're Christ followers. Our workplace, it's our mission field, but ultimately, I work for him.
FM 100.3, W262 AG Jacksonville, AM 1600 WZNZ, Atlantic Beach, Jacksonville.
Hunting season's here, so let me ask you this. Are you really going to try to squeeze another year out of that wore-out ATV of yours? You need to get down to Jacksonville Power Sports, where you can compare three brands under one roof. Take advantage of the great deals on Kawasaki, Can-Am, or Polaris ATVs and side-by-sides. Jacksonville Power Sports, they got knowledgeable salespeople, a well-stocked parts department, and a service department that fixes them right the first time. Jacksonville Power Sports. Your hunt starts here. Visit JacksonvillePowerSports.com. That's JacksonvillePowerSports.com.
Want thousands of people at your yard sale? Have it at Ramona Flea Market. Ramona Flea Market is open every Saturday and Sunday, 8 till 5, and you can set up a yard sale for less money than it costs to print flyers. People come to Ramona Flea Market because of the great deals on clothes, toys, electronics, produce, and more. If you're wanting to sell anything from household items to having a booth for your business, come to Ramona Flea Market, Ramona Boulevard near I-10 and 295. Open Saturday and Sunday, 8 till 5. For information, call 786-3532.
Take a moment and rate your lifestyle on a scale of 1 to 10. 1 is a life that's nothing like the life you were promised after getting good grades, a college degree, and a good job in corporate America. 10 is the life of your dreams. If you answered anything less than a 10, tune into the Del Walmsley Radio Show. Del, self-made millionaire and founder of Lifestyles Unlimited, will show you how to live the life of your dreams and pay for it with passive income.
Weekdays at noon on 100.3, The Biz.